Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When it comes to the world of movies, what would you guys say is your favorite movie of all time? We've seen movies start to finish. Man. There's, all, of course, the greats that have to be considered. But you personally, what is the greatest movie of all time?
I don't know. The one that moved me the most was Star Wars because I was a kid and it blew my mind, right?
It's kind of like Kiss. You could say, what was the band that inspired you? And a lot of people,
but they're not the best band.
No, Zeppelin would be a better band at that era. Sure, Sabbath. Yeah. But I do it by genre. Like, I love Caddyshack.
All right.
As far as the comedy goes. Airplane, the
that's
classics.
One of the best.
Yeah. I put Goodfellas in there.
Goodfellas Final in Tap there. Is one of those that still cracks me up.
Okay,
but you know, probably like a Goodfellas or a Pulp Fiction in my adult life, but definitely Star Wars when I was a kid.
All right, I like it. Well, someone did a survey of America's favorite movies of all time.
All time. The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10. Of America's all-time favorite movies. Well, I wasn't really inspired by this list, so I chose at random one of the worst movies of all times. Sex Lives of the Potato Men. I'm sure it was appealing to someone.
Hey-o.
Sex Lives of the Potato
Men.
Okay.
God, I hope that's real.
What was that Potato Man getting into?
I don't know, man.
Making spuds?
Yeah. Antics. X-rated antics, that's what. Honorable mentions on there. The Harry Potter series, Top Gun, Rush Hour got 10%.
Right.
Which I liked the Rush Hour movies when I was a kid. Ghostbusters, Toy Story shows up, Rocky, Indiana Jones series, the Jurassic Park series.
Which Rocky movie, though, man?
It just says Rocky. So I think it's number one.
It's when you go back and watch it, like Rocky was a series movie.
Yes,
and then
was.
After that, he started getting silly. And those are the ones I like. Give me Mr. T and give me Russian Dude.
All right.
Dolph Lundgren. I watch them every time. Every time.
Die Hard and Back to the Future also make the honorable right. mentions list. So. Number 10 on the list. The Godfather. 12%.
Oh, there we go. I would put The Godfather up there very high.
Fantastic.
And
movie.
I will always stand by this argument. The sequel, or Godfather 2, is probably better than Godfather 1.
I don't know if I agree with you on that one, Ted.
I'm just saying, to me, there's very few films you can make that argument. With The Godfather, you can.
All right. I like it.
Got to remember, it was one book.
Right.
That's a thick-ass book.
Dude, honestly, I've read it myself.
Attaboy.
It's not, you can actually get through it in, I hate to admit it, but they do a better job of making the characters.
Okay.
But it's all in that one book.
Yeah.
Whereas they made The Godfather, and then they had to go back and kind of tell you how stuff worked out.
Exactly. Exactly. The Star Wars series, number 9, 12% of people.
Sure. Yep.
Which, I think it depends on when you cut off the Star Wars series. We talk about the original trilogy, we talking about...
Yeah, everyone has their own version of that, for sure.
Exactly. My problem is when all the sub-series started coming out all over the place, and I was kind of born into when it just started budding, and all of a sudden there was all this fan fiction that started turning into some real stuff, and then that's where I kind of lost it, like, wait a minute... George Lucas is the one that made it. Like, we can't kind of go off of what he said there. He's the one that made it. And then he ruined his own series.
I think that's why people appreciate it when he doesn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Like, there was such backlash after the prequels, as it were. It's like, okay, I'll watch this if I know that he does not have anything to do with it.
The Fast and the Furious series beats it with 13%.
Damn.
Well, okay. What number are they on, though?
Nine?
Eight?
I think they're on, what, nine? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And
they
like
do
Rocky,
well every time.
Kind of like Rocky. Are they still serious? I feel like I saw one. I've never actually sat down and watched a Fast and Furious movie, but I feel like there was one where they had a car that was being flown by a helicopter.
I honestly don't know.
Right.
I really don't know anymore. But
the Home Alone series comes in there.
Okay.
13%, which I love those as well.
That's fair.
Again, I think that there's a cutoff there because they brought in a new kid after a while, which is fair because Macaulay Culkin can only get left home alone
kinda
so many times.
Right. Like, you're an adult now.
Home Alone, CPS.
Right. Yeah, like, dude, you're not home alone. You're 19.
You have your own place.
Seriously.
Sitting there with a bong. Where is everybody?
Hey, like, you have a job.
The John Wick series, 13% of people.
I do enjoy those, man.
I need to actually sit down and watch those doggone movies, man.
They're cool. One of the things I really liked with the fourth one, and there's no spoiler alert in here, but they give Keanu Reeves the script. He comes back, and they said he got rid of 50% of the dialogue. And they said, why? It's like, because he's not a big talker.
Right.
Watch the other three. He fights. He says what he's got to say. He gets the S beat out of him. He kills people. He's like, that's kind of what he does. So they kind of agreed. He said he would never say this many words.
He kicks ass and he takes names.
That's it.
We're done with series. Now, Dirty Dancing, number five on the list. Dirty Dancing.
People love that movie.
Haven't seen it, but I'm sure I would love it too.
You might.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You might. Honestly, it's not for me.
You're not allowed to dance, Mike.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to dance?
You can't dance in this county.
Why was there so much anti-dancing?
I don't know.
It was a big
thing. Was that Dirty Dancing
or
Footloose?
All of them.
Right.
All of them.
That's what we're saying.
Lambada, Forbidden Dance.
Right. Wasn't that based on an actual county here in Washington?
I don't know if it's in Washington.
County, could be a
but,
county anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The Lion King came in at number four.
Yeah, no, right, I'm too solid. Old for it, but obviously it was a massive
thing. That movie's bomb, dude. That was probably one of the greatest movies of my childhood.
I've seen it. It's one of those things where I've seen the movie, but I'm almost disappointed that I was already aged out.
That's fair.
Like, man, if I were a kid and saw this movie, I know I'd be in love. It would be my Star Wars,
I feel like I already know the answer to this question. Have you seen it on the stage yet?
Come on, man.
Boss, it's really cool.
I'm gonna let you. What do you think the answer is?
I know what the answer is. That's why I'm gonna tell you. You need to go see it.
I will say this:
it's badass, dude.
I've seen like the costumes and the makeup and stuff, and I always respect and appreciate that kind of thing.
Yeah,
I already know the story.
Yeah,
so it's not hard for me to follow along. I don't want to say anything about I might do it on the air because if my wife hears it, I guarantee you,
he's gonna do it.
I mean, he wants to go at Disney at the parks, especially at Disney World. They have like 15, 20 minute versions of those stage shows.
Yeah.
So I've seen that version. So I was like, all right, not bad.
It's pretty cool.
Cliff's Notes performance.
Titanic at number three.
Oh, God.
People do love that movie.
It was just so long.
And I just, it was fine.
But and it was a completely different story than Titanic.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Like,
90% of that movie had nothing to do with the Titanic other than the fact that they were on the boat.
But they showed in the commercials was the boat going back. And that's how they got my ass to go. And I realized maybe 10 minutes into the movie, like, I got duped.
Could they do a sequel?
Just they changed, did.
Like Lusitania.
They did.
Just changed in different boat. Different disaster.
Sequel.
People die.
Yes.
Are you being serious?
There's a Titanic 2 out.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
For real.
Yes, sir.
Is that the tagline?
Well, they did have a sister ship that was a floating hospital in World War One or Two.
Yeah.
And it got sank by the Germans, I believe. Or somebody, whoever sank it, right?
Yeah.
So just do that one. Floating hospital, injured military, boom, big bomb.
The thing is
ship goes down again.
They did a good job of telling a story where you already knew the ending.
Sure.
So they told a completely different story.
No. Oh.
You know what I mean?
So the ship just floats into New York.
Wizard of Oz comes in at number two. 15% of people said it was the greatest movie of all time.
With Wicked and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, not Wizard of Oz. I've always got a soft spot for it, man. It was once a year around Christmas, one of the networks would put it on, and that was like absolute dedicated TV viewing.
Yeah, but then when you watch it again when you're an adult, it's like, this movie's dark.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a horrible movie.
I kind of wonder, like, how did I miss this as a kid?
They're all dark if they showed it every year.
They
Roots.
Did.
Not happy.
Right. Not happy. Wow. You know. Wonderful Life.
Yeah. What was it? Thornbirds. Not happy.
Even Rudolph, for Christ's sake.
Not happy.
His dad's like, F you with your weird ass nose. Like, damn. The hell are we watching?
And then the number one, America's all-time favorite movie. It's a great movie, but I disagree. Shawshank should have been number one. But no, it's Forrest Gump. Our own Ryan Castle.
Yeah, that's movie. A quality movie. But that's even sad.
Yeah.
You know, my kids saw about half of it the first time. It was Christmas 2019. I remember this because we're in Pennsylvania. It's pre-COVID. It was on TV. So, you know, they're watching him, and this is right before he goes to war. So this is a very lovable character to them.
Oh, yeah.
And he was kind of funny, and he would say things to make them laugh. I looked at my wife, and I'm like, oh, he's meeting Bubba. This is going to be bad.
It's bad.
And yes, when he and Bubba, quote unquote, parted ways, have you not seen the movie, my kids were destroyed.
It's rough,
man. I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm sorry, but you got to watch it.
Yep.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.